Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. To learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you, log into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.org.
Ready to make the most of your membership? This episode is one of three selected recordings from Barnabas Foundation's Membership Tour, an interactive online orientation designed for anyone looking to gain a deeper understanding of the resources and services that are available through your membership. In this segment, Heather Day, Director of Marketing, discusses the marketing resources available to members and how you can make the most of them. To experience the membership tour in its entirety, check out the schedule for this and other training events in the Member Center at barnabasfoundation.org.
So today's session, we're going to go through a bit of logistics here, just a few points of note. We're going to be referencing the membership guide that was emailed to you yesterday at the newly published and updated membership guide that we just completed. So you'll see us reference several pages on that throughout today's discussion. The first off one that I'll reference actually, and just bring up on my screen here, is on page 5 in your book, which really talks about the collaborative nature of this partnership. And it's important for you, for us to share this information with you so that you get the maximum benefit of your membership and also hopefully achieve full results in your planned giving program, but it is very collaborative. And so what we mean by that when we talk about it is there are things that you can only do and that we can't do, and there's things that we add value and bring expertise in. And of course, those things that you all have to do with your members is and your supporters is communicating your vision and your impact, getting materials and marketing plans and those things, executing those things and keeping the need out in front of donors, as well as being able to communicate and sharing the opportunity to make planned giving with your supporters. And so those roles you play, and part of that too is involved in the training side of things and attending these types of trainings. Where we can add value is through the four types of areas that we're going to talk about today. And that's really resourcing you with the messaging and materials that you can use to communicate those opportunities with your supporters, providing you with back office expertise and helping you with administering and transacting those complex gifts, providing you with the planning expertise to consult with your supporters as they're contemplating perhaps a gift during their lifetime or including your ministry in their will. And then ultimately training sessions like this so we can get you comfortable with and talking with your supporters about planned giving opportunities and get you, really, for the most part, get you trained in the conversational nature and aspects of planned giving itself. And so those are really how we see the two roles playing out. Today, we have four sessions today. We're going to talk through each of those things that I just touched on. We want you to make it interactive. We'd love it if you kept your cameras on. We understand if you have to turn them off. We'd love it if you do keep your cameras on as much as possible. And we want you to ask questions. Two ways you can ask questions. One, if you're familiar with Zoom or have used Zoom enough, there's that reactions button at the bottom of your screen where it allows you to raise your hand. It looks something along the lines like this. You see the hand raise on my screen here. That lets me know and the others know that there is a question out there. And we'll call on you and ask you to unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question. If you prefer to be more anonymous in your question, you can send it in chat and you can send that directly to me rather than a message to all. Just make it a direct message to me and we'll be sure to raise the question throughout today's broadcast. Also note that in the book, there's a glossary of terms on pages 18 and 19, I do believe. I better check that because we may have changed the page numbers. It's 20 and 21 in your book. And so you may hear us reference certain terms that you're not familiar with throughout today. Feel free to reference that as needed. Our first session is Heather Day, our Director of Marketing, and she's going to be talking about our Plan Gift Marketing resources and plans that we have for you. She'll be referencing also the Member Center throughout. And so I'm going to verify this, and I should have been more prepared for this, but our Member Center is noted on page 6, and our marketing services are noted on page 8 and 9 in your membership guide. And so with that, Heather, I'll let you take it away.
Thank you, Kurt. Well, it's good to be here with you this morning. And it's like Kurt said, we would love this to be interactive. In an ideal world, it would be wonderful to all be in the same room together. But we know that this format allows us to meet with more of you who wouldn't be able to travel on short notice, who wouldn't want to just travel all the way from California for an hour and a half meeting. So I'm glad we can meet with all you face-to-face in this manner. Just a little bit about me, not to go through my resume, but to just share a little perspective of where I'm coming from in the marketing area. Before I was at Barnabas Foundation, I've spent about 20 years, I've been at Barnabas for about 6 years, but I've spent the entirety of my career in the nonprofit arena, from right out of college working with a small public high school to then working for one of our member ministries, Bible League International. I was director of marketing at Olivet Nazarene University, and then I also worked with Lead Like Jesus, a ministry that some of you might be familiar with. And one of the things that that as Jim and I talked when I came on board was that we wanted to move Barnabas more to the background. We wanted to be the behind the scenes, the behind the curtain solution for your marketing efforts. It does us very little good if we put Barnabas Foundation more out in front in the marketing materials, because it's you that they know and it's you that they have the relationship with. So when we prepare our marketing materials, we really want to be, we want to be behind the curtain, we want to be behind the scenes and only introduce ourselves at the point where it makes the most sense. So our goal is really to make your jobs easier. Our job is to make it so that you're not staring at like at the Word document with a blinking cursor where you're like, where do I begin to talk about this? Or to have to start from scratch, or to have to, I was on the other end of the not have to beg your marketing team to pay attention to you. I have been in that seat at Olivet where the plan giving guy got about this much of my attention because I was focused on admissions. So we want to help make your jobs easier and help you be able to put out some communication materials that make it easy for you to talk about planned gifts. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to walk you through just a few things that I wanted to show you before we get in too far into the marketing materials. And I think I've shared the wrong screen. Hold on a second. We're going to fumble our way through this. So we're going to go to screen two. Okay. So are you seeing my PowerPoint there? Okay. So we're going to, I want to walk you through our marketing services that are available. But before I get into the actual materials, I want to talk about the philosophy behind our marketing, because it explains some of the setup of how we, why we do things the way that we do. So what is the goal of planned giving marketing? That's an important question for us to talk about, because it really shapes how you're going to structure your marketing plan. The goal, well, and to understand the goal of planned giving marketing, you have to take a step back and realize that we are always in support of the fundraising and development efforts at your ministry. So what is the, I go back to a book that has shaped a lot of my thoughts, and that's from the Four Disciplines of Execution. And they have this concept of the lead measures and the lag measures. So the lag measure is the big rock that you're trying to move. It's the big goal. And we can stare at that goal. For example, if it was weight loss, I could stare at, the scale would be my lag measure. I want to look at it, but just thinking about it doesn't move the needle. We want to pull the things that are influenceable and predictive that are most likely to move the rock. So in fundraising, the goal in our planned giving efforts is completed planned gifts. That's what we're trying to move. But just thinking about that and saying we need more planned gifts is not going to change anything. What we believe will have the most impact is when you're in one-on-one conversations with your most loyal supporters about those. The more that you're talking about planned gifts, the more gifts that are ultimately going to come through. So the lag measure is completed planned gifts, but the lead measure is planned giving conversation. So then where does that put us in marketing? Our goal in marketing is to set up those leads for plan giving conversations. We know that the more messaging we put out there, the more marketing impressions, the more times it's on their website and in your newsletter and in your videos and in your conversations, it's going to do more to raise hands for plan giving conversations. So everything that we do in our marketing efforts is not trying to close the deal, is not trying to be the end all be all, it's just trying to invite them into a conversation. we recommend that you do this through multi-channel marketing, because again, you're trying to get as many impressions out of there. And we recommend starting with weaving plan giving messaging into your existing communication plan. You don't have to start from scratch building. We have to put together a whole brand new plan giving marketing plan. What we would recommend that you do is take stock of what you already have in place. What letters are you already sending? What receipts are you already sending? What newsletter are you already sending? And then find a way to weave it into that. The end goal, again, is that the more impressions, marketing impressions out there, is the greater, greater awareness and thereby greater response. Something also that's a little bit different about plan giving marketing versus, say, if we were marketing cheeseburgers, is that your success is greater than your response rate. We sometimes don't know for years, it can be of the impact of your marketing. We know we have received mailings that the people have sent back in envelopes from prior mailings that went 4, 5, 10 years ago. They hang on to these materials and they send them back, or something that they saw in a letter at some point, they just tuck that away. So the goal is not, you can't measure your success in how many people are picking up the phone and calling, or how many people are turning in the forms. That is a good indicator, but it's not the full measure of your success. Your success is conversations. And the more impressions that you have in there, even if they don't respond immediately, we know that it is leading to those conversations. We think in terms of your marketing as background music. So it is setting the tone, it's setting the mood, it's building the connection. It's that music that's constantly going out in the background. You look at this band in the background, it's definitely setting a mood of what kind of atmosphere that I'm in. And that background music should be constantly informing and inspiring others. That's the goal of your marketing. It should be piquing their interest and inviting them into deeper conversation. What it should not be is in your face. We at CLA last year, I loved the concept last year. They did a Mexican themed night with music and appetizers. And the mariachi band was all well and good until they were roaming around and were directly beside our booth. We could no longer hear any of the conversations that we were having. And this is very similar to your marketing. Your marketing should not get in the way of those conversations. It should not to attempt every answer, to answer every question that your supporters should have. It's not, the goal of your marketing is not to close the deal, or certainly not to replace the need for your people. We were just talking this morning, actually, about a marketing piece from one of our members. We were looking at where it was driving people, and the conversation we had was, is this inviting them into conversation or creating another barrier between the marketing material and the development officer? It was driving them deeper and deeper into their website versus trying to get them to respond. So that should not be the goal of your marketing. Yeah, it's fun to measure those. It's fun to see the instant response, but that's not the end goal. So with that, I want to jump into some of the marketing resources that we have available. And one concept that I want to explain very early on is this whole idea of customizable materials. These are materials that we have that we can customize to reflect your ministry. So what that means is we can put your logo in there, your color. We can replace your photos where you would like to do that, or we can use the stock images that we have. We'll put your contact information, because again, we want them to contact you. We want to them to have the relationship with you. We could also work more and more. We're trying to move into our marketing materials an opportunity for you to weave in your mission and your impact. Now, there are certain parameters on this. This is something that we make available to all 200 plus of our ministries. So to be able to do that in a cost-effective way, we do have certain limitations. We can't change all the font, for example, throughout, or we can't weave in full paragraphs about your mission and impact. So we have certain parameters on that. But for those ministries that have interest in greater levels of personalization, we will gladly hand over the InDesign files for you so that your team can design those and take that customization even further. Once you've placed your order, the files will be delivered to you in print ready PDFs. So this is another important distinctive upfront. You don't have to pay anything additional for our design work. You can order 60, 70 of these pieces are five. You know, the more that you take advantage of this, the more valuable you're going to get, because you're not paying for our design time. It's all included in your membership. But we do pass the files off to you to take to have printed at your preferred print vendor. We do recommend, this is something I was just thinking about last week as I was looking at one of our member ministries materials. We do recommend, though, that you choose a professional vendor to help you, because they're set up in a way that if those of you are familiar with that, the bleed is set up so that the ink will go all the way to the edge of the pages, that professional print vendor will do a better stock of paper, but you can work with your preferred print vendor and then also make them available on demand if you wanted to print them in-house. We also offer a series of customizable explainer videos, and we're actually in the process of updating those, but we have those, and those are made available as MP4 files that you can post on your website or in your social media. Another concept to be familiar with that's core to our marketing materials is our plan giving marketing plan. Every quarter, we release a new marketing plan that corresponds with that quarter's theme. So in the first and the third quarter, we're talking about gifts and a will. And this includes any type of ultimate gifts, whether it's gifts in your trust or a beneficiary designation. We'll be talking about those in the first and third quarter. In the second and fourth quarter, we have more of a focus on non-cash assets. In the second quarter, we also add an emphasis on gifts that pay income. And in the fourth quarter, when people are thinking about year-end giving, we have that in emphasis. So with that, every quarter we will develop a number of materials that are related to that theme. There's brand new articles every single quarter. There's also brand new receipt inserts every single quarter. And they're driving them to info sheets that repeat annually so that you, so you're not constantly having to print new collateral. Those print pieces generally repeat so that you can have a stock of those, and the new articles and new receipt inserts are driving them to them. We also have a live event for your supporters. It's very similar in format to what we're doing right now, except that it's shorter. It's about 20 minutes. And we have one of our planning team, or sometimes Cindy, is on there talking about a particular type of gift. And we invite anyone who would like to attend for free. There's no cost. They can ask their questions live and have those answered by an expert. So I want to show you how to find the Member Center. It's pretty simple. You're going to go to barnabasfoundation.org and click on the login button. From there, you'll click on Member Center. Now, I'm already logged in because I didn't want you to watch me fumbling to find my password. but it will take you right there. You can also, if you'd like, bookmark this page, and it is actually a separate URL. So you can bookmark this page and go to it. Excuse me. The very first time that you log in the Member Center, your username is actually the email address that we use to email you, whatever email address from your ministry that we're using to communicate, like monthly update and those sorts of things. That's your username. And then you're going to click on the link to reset your password, or lost password, I believe it says. So you'll do that. It'll fire off an email that comes from WordPress. Make sure that you are watching your junk folder, because sometimes it goes into that, but that's how you log in. So once you're logged in, right here is what we refer to as the dashboard. So here we put together some quick links for things that we know that our members are going to. You can find full listing of the customizable resources that I was talking about: events, Legacy Society starter kit, marketing and promotional plans, video and audio. Also a key to the navigation, we tried to find multiple ways to make it easy for you to find things. So from up here, if you click on tools and resources, that also gives you a full listing. But I want to go here to this box that says New to Barnabas Foundation, because this is a collection of just the basics of things that might be interesting for you as you're getting to know us. So we have here a link about boot camp. We recommend all fundraising professionals go through that. We have a member guide, which we sent you, and then recommended resources to get you started. So I want to click into that. These are materials that we recommend that every ministry has on hand, so that because that's, again, the articles and then receipt inserts. If you have these on hand, you're going to be able to field most of your plan giving inquiries. So this includes Smart and Powerful Giving, which is a brochure, Planning with Purpose, which is a brochure that talks about our partnership and why they might want to work with a planner. Then we have a series of info sheets, how to give to your ministry and would be there in your will, gifts that reduce taxes, gifts that pay you income, gifts from your IRA. And then we also have plan giving content for your website, which you can take and copy directly into your CMS. We've had more requests lately from those who have asked us, do you have any articles that can introduce our new membership with Barnabas Foundation? So we've added that as well. Going back to the dashboard, that's marketing resources. I'm going to scroll back up to the top. I'm going to jump into the marketing plan, which you can find from here. Or again, you can find that in the basics. So here's a marketing plan, a guidebook that'll walk you through how to get started. And then you can scroll down and find the quarter that corresponds to what you're looking for. Another note, we try to make these timeless. So if you don't like the content from the current marketing plan, you can always go back to a prior marketing plan and use them at that time. So when you click within the marketing plan, from right there, you have a summary sheet that summarizes what's available this quarter. You have articles, which include the text and content for your social media and the graphics. We have materials to help you promote the client event that I talked to you about, and then a link to all the print materials that are related that quarter. When you click on them, it'll give you instructions for how to place your order. It'll tell you exactly what we need. You can view a sample, and then it gives you the email address. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip past the Legacy Society Starter Kit, but I'll just give a plug for that. If you're interested in learning more how to set up your Legacy Society, we have there the Legacy Society Starter Kit, which gives you some best practices. The last thing that I want to show you from this tools and resources is our video and audio library. We do monthly trainings, and then we also do quarterly events for your supporters. And you can always find those videos here in the Member Center. For example, Steve gave a live training about the referral process. So you can click into there, and there's not only a video that's available, but also a link to our podcast. So there, we're just giving you a high level view of this, but I wanted to just stop quickly and see if there are any questions or any other ways that we can help you with marketing.
One thing I'll note, one question I get often is about website content. And Heather alluded to that a bit, in that we have some recommended content for websites. We also have a list of some members who we have seen so far that have done a really nice job of creating websites. And so if you're looking for examples of what a plan gift website might look like, feel free to reach out. We've got a list of those websites. And if you particularly think you have an awesome plan gift website, let me know that too, because we may add you to the list after we take a look at it.
If I might share one more thing, one thing I regularly recommend, a lot of our interactions with our member ministries is with development officers or fundraisers. And sometimes we find that they're facing red tape or just can't get the attention or understanding of the marketing team. We have found that it is very helpful if you can make the introduction of the marketing team to your member rep, who can then walk them through the resources available. It's amazing how often we see the requests for customizable resources and marketing, our members downloading suddenly articles and things from the website once that conversation takes place, because there's just first of all, they realize all the resources that are available, that we're not trying to skirt what they're doing, but we're trying to make it easier to do their work and realize that we're on the same team. So if that would be helpful for you, we would be glad to do a one-on-one presentation with your marketing person to help educate them and break through break down some of those walls.
Excellent. Thanks, Heather. One question did come in, Heather, about can they see in the portal where you can make customizable MP4s? I assume that's referring to our customized videos. Can you comment on that?
Yeah. So let me show that real quick. So going back to the Member Center, if you go to Tools and Resources and you click on Videos and Audio, not only are our training videos there, but there's a collection of our customizable explainer videos. So we're in Tools and Resources, and I clicked on videos and audio. And then from there, it's the same place where we had the training videos, but right here is a collection of the customizable explainer videos. When you click on that, it gives you instructions for placing your order. But then also right on that page, it tells you about the videos that we have, and there's a sample video right there. And just like all of our other customizable materials, your colors would be on there and your logo and your contact information at the end of the video.
Thanks, Heather. That's been one of the newer things that we've developed over the last couple of years, is those short 60 to 90 second little explainer videos. We've got several members that have plugged them into their website content on their PlanGiving websites now. And, you know, we think they're, you know, interesting way to convey a message in a very short amount of time.
Thank you for listening. This has been a members only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.org.